Which studio tour?
Okay, so today I'm going to talk about studio tours. I live in LA and I love films and TV shows, so I've been to all the studios. The tour that I love best is the Warner Brothers tour. So what's so special about that tour? Well, I love it because it's a real working studio and they make films and shows there all the time. If you're interested in how films and TV shows are made, take the Warner Brothers tour. You're taken on a 2-hour tour of the studio in a small cart. It's like a golf cart and there are only 12 people maximum, so that's not too many. Your guide will ask you what shows and films you like, and will try to show you things about those shows, which is very cool. Oh yeah, things to bring? Do not forget your camera, because you're allowed to take photos nearly everywhere. And wear comfortable shoes, too, because you have to walk quite a bit. You don't stay in the cart all the time. So, to start with, you'll stop in some streets, and maybe you'll have the feeling, I've seen these streets before. Well, you probably have. These streets were used in lots of old films, and they're still used in films today. The thing is, every time the streets are used, they look a bit different. They use different signs, different trees even, different mailboxes, different everything. So they look different every time. The interesting thing about the buildings is that they are very thin. Only the street is important, not the inside of the buildings. These are flat streets. Of course, lots of films and TV shows are filmed inside. When you go around the studios, you'll see lots of buildings. Film sets are built inside these huge buildings. Living rooms, kitchens, cafes, garages, whatever the film or TV show needs. You'll see inside some of these buildings, but I can't tell you which shows you'll see. It changes every time, but I promise that it'll be amazing. One thing that is very cool is the green screen. You'll see how this works later on the tour. The guide takes your photo in front of a green screen. A picture of a train is added later, and you get the photo later. The same thing happens in films. An actor is filmed in front of a green screen. Maybe they look scared, amazed, or whatever. Then a monster or a train or whatever is added into the picture, and it looks like they're both there at the same time. Pretty cool. I think so, anyway. They don't throw anything away in these studios. All the costumes that are used in films and shows are kept. Maybe someone will be able to use them again. Of course, some things are so special that you can't use them again. Some very special costumes are kept in the museum. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you can see the cloak that was worn by Harry Potter and that old car that was used in the Harry Potter film. Oh yeah, and you can also see cars that were driven by Batman in different Batman movies. All very cool. So to sum up, it's a great tour and I loved it and would go again. Okay, that's it from me. Bye.